funky onions, boy. Funky onions, boy.
could be anything, really. Louis Jordan, Onions. In front of that, we heard Don't Put Onions on Your Hamburger by the Delwoods, courtesy of Mad Magazine. We heard Billy Davis and the Legends with Spunky Onions. And we started off with Platypus doing Fuzz Onions. Got a few more onion things to go. Yeah. Then we got some peas and some beans. Some corn. A lot of corn here. So, yeah. I'll tell you about diabetes, okay? 86 million of them have pre-diabetes from not eating vegetables. That's right. It takes a minute to know where you stand. That's right. Look down. Do you have diabetes.org? Take the short test. It's going to say, do you have diabetes? And you're going to say, I don't know. They go, do you eat your vegetables? And they go, yeah, well, you might have diabetes. But wait a minute. I thought if I said I did eat vegetables, I wouldn't have diabetes. Nobody's perfect. They make that evidently clear in life. Yeah, no matter how good you do, it's never good enough. So be satisfied with what you get and got and don't. All right? Well, for example, speaking of all the eating the vegetable stuff, I just watched the John Candy documentary, I Like Me, which was on the Netflix. I just put it on there, and I'm expecting, like, you know, and it's the same thing over and over again. You know, same thing with the Pee Wee Herman documentary, or any of these documentaries you see on comedians or even musicians, but it's all the same formula. You know, here's somebody that was very talented. Here's somebody that had a really good work ethic. Here's somebody that had some problems. Here's somebody that had some bad habits. And then they'd say, here's how the bad habits. And with John Candy, he was a workaholic, you know, a workaholic and a foodaholic, you know. And a funny guy. But, I mean, at least with the Paul Rubens one. You know, Paul Rubens one, that one was pretty gripping just due to the fact that you got to kind of see just kind of like his darker side. With the John Candy thing, it was basically an hour and a half of He's a Jolly Good Fellow. Or was a jolly good fellow. And he was a jolly good fellow. You know, but just, you know, and it's amazing. The people that have really, they never celebrate. The people that are very well adjusted, the people that have been successful and done well and do fabulous things, but have no drama. Like, for example, you'll never see a documentary on Steve Martin. Why? Steve Martin's always had a nice inclination on his career. Always, no, nothing really weird, nothing really sad, no pathos. They want to throw a lot of pathos in, you know, with Steve. But then again, you get a Robin Williams documentary. And then, oh boy, the floodgates open up. And, oh, I can't believe I'm so sorry. That kind of thing. So they never, humans always celebrate the dark stuff. We always celebrate the, you know, and we're always fascinated. We're always, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like watching traffic. Traffic is boring. A car wreck? Oh, man, that is something else. So, yeah, we are fascinated by tragedy. I thought of this idea. They're opening up comedy clubs again. Comedy clubs are making a comeback. I think I should open up a tragedy club, you know, and people go up on stage. And they tell you how horrible their life is, and you feel better about yourself. You know, because like these comedy clubs, they're all over the place, but no, there's not one tragedy club anywhere. You know, you go there, and plus the cool thing is people would drink a lot. You know, if they go to these tragedy clubs, you know, someone's getting up there and they say, oh, I just found out I got like 3 weeks to live. How you guys doing? I'm doing terrible. And then there's no jokes. It's just somebody and then I was abused as a kid. And then this. And then they just go on and on. And as they go on and on, you start feeling a little bit better about yourself because that's not you. And you start drinking a lot because you feel sorry for the person. And you can actually pay that person for doing that service, getting up there and doing that. You know, they pay comedians to make you laugh. Well, you could just pay this person. Because, I mean, if you look at it, too, if you look at the movie industry, I'm just talking about that again. You know, the comedies never are Academy Award winners. It's always the dramas. It's always the dramas and the tragedies. So why can't they take that into the field of, but then, oh, it's performance art. No, it's a tragedy club. You know, Zombo's Tragedy Club. I have a great, I'm sorry, I got a great life. I have not got a squawk. I have not got a squawk in the world, you know, and I'm sorry. I feel a little bit guilty about that. I see friends struggling. I see friends this and that. I see people I don't know. You know, the empathy does kick in, but sometimes you got to look in the mirror and go, you know what? What I got ain't so bad. This is pretty good. Because there are some people that go through horrible stuff in life. I mean, I am charmed life so far. Charmed life so far, you know. But, man, there's so many bad things happen to good people. And sadly, a lot of good things happen to bad people. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad person. I don't know. I'm a bad person. I don't know. I think I'm a good person. I try to be a good person. And, you know, if you try, that's good enough. You know, they're always like, I'm as nice as I could be. And as long as you're, you know, when somebody ever tells me, this is hilarious. Someone goes, oh man, my grandma just died. And you say, man, am I sorry to hear that? Sorry to hear that. You know, and what you're actually saying is, man, I am sorry I'm hearing this. Ooh, man, am I sorry to hear this? That's such a strange term. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know, I'm sorry you're hearing that. I'm sorry, I'm telling you that. If you're sorry to hear, again, I'm glad to hear that. So I guess you can't say that either. You just can't win. That's why I always stay. I'm sorry. There's just people I know, friends in the hospital for funerals. I can't go to those things. At least begrudge. It takes a lot for me to go, you know. And I very rarely go. Like, you should really visit your one sick friend. Yeah, I know. I should. I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm just not wired that way. I mean, there's some people, I know people that love, they read the obituaries. And they love going to funerals. And it's creepy to me. It's creepy to me. I don't like that. It's kind of like how a song. I like a song to fade away. I don't like those abrupt endings. So just kind of fade away. Those abrupt endings. No likey. So yeah, that's the thing. So we got the tragedy clubs. And the nice thing is you could serve onions there because onions make you cry. Here's Onions by Shannon and the Clams. Zombo in your brain, all vegetables. Part of the pyramid of food. I will not be on next week though.
She sits and shells with ease till the pretty little peapot's full of peas. Oh, she sits among the cabbages and peas, and she talks to all the little bugs and bees. They climb up her legs and arms, and all round her other charms. They see lots of things nobody ever sees. She sits among the cabbages and peas, with her little dress away above her knees. All the boys who pass her way stand and stare and wish that they wore that pretty little peapod between her knees. Oh, she sits among the cabbages and peas, and the little birds are singing in the trees, waiting till she falls asleep, then fly down and take a peep at her pretty little peapod full of peas. Oh, among the cabbages and peas she sits, and her pretty little dress so tightly fits. When she stoops to take a pee, that's the time that you can see that she's got a pair of very lovely hips. She sits among the cabbages and peas, but one day she felt so very ill at ease. She was sitting on a hole. In that hole there was a mole. It's no wonder that she felt so ill at ease.
You go down to Athens, PA, and you're driving in your car. You won't get very far before you hear people shout, no! Grips and Granny, kids in their teens, junkyard dogs and heaven's queen. Yeah, everybody likes
ママ、ちょっと他には何？
Was haben wir mit unserem Tee, meine Liebling?
Keila, yo dije que es para té.
Qu'est-ce que pour thé, ma fille?
For music.
Do it well. Wonderful Radio London.
What's for tea, Mom?
What's for tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea?
What's for tea, daughter?
More music.
When I was a young'un in my teens, my mouth used to water for a lime or bean. Now you can have your cabbage and your mustard green. As for me, well,
girls.
Earth people around the circle, mixtures of man alike. Big-eyed beings from Venus, don't let anything get in between us. Beam in on me, baby, and we'll beam together. I know we've always been together, but there's more. Mr. Zoothorn Rollo, hit that long lunar note and let it float. Men, let your wallets flop out, and women, open your purses. 'Cause a man or a woman without a big-eyed being from Venus is suffering with the blaze, just a case. Yeah, you're suffering with the waste, just a case. Put him out in the sun, and when the night comes, you don't have to go out and get him. I don't want no more.
night and the night before. When I got through, I had to scrub my floor. I don't want no more pinto beans, boy, I don't want no more.
Is right. That's Chili Beans, Felix and his guitar. Bean front of that. Bean front of that. Beans. C.W. Stone King doing the Bo Carter tune, Beans. And we heard Lima Beans, Eddie Ware, Big Eyed Beans from Venus, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. And sadly, Magic Band never gets the credit for how outrageous the music is. This thing is Captain Beefheart would just like bang on the piano and go boom, 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 boom. And then they would translate that to music. But it takes fantastic musicians to do that. And sadly, they never probably got any writing credit on any of the Captain Beefheart stuff. Not like it sold a lot, though. But still, you know, the guy was pretty much a pretty brutal guy to be around. If you read anything about him, just he was really a twisted human being in good ways. Now, that would be a good documentary. You know, I've seen some documentaries on Captain Beefheart, and there's very little good things you can say about him. Very few things good you can say about him. So probably, they interview a lot of the guys that were in the Magic Band, and it just sounds like, this is crazy. So when they were recording Trout Mask Replica, back in, I think, the late 60s, the Captain Beefheart put his band, pretty much capped at him, captive for like 6 months, and basically their diet was beans. You know, it was like beans. I don't even think any rice. One of these things where he just wore, if that's the way to wear people down, they say, not with beans, but with rice. If you're going to get somebody in a cult, make sure they have like a really poor diet. So their mental facilities are very weak. And then this way you can kind of like wedge in whatever you want. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know. Not, I'm not. Hey, I got to tell you about this. So radio is changing. Dr. Demento said he did his last radio show last week after 50 years on the radio. And I've been on the radio 30 years, pretty much. You know, nobody. Yeah, I'm going to go a while. I think I want to go a while with this. You know, but Dr. Demento just stopped being interesting to listen to, like probably in the 80s. You know, when he first started out, I think it was like in the 70s. When he started out in the 70s, it was great because you could hear like Benny Bell, Shaving Cream, Hoosier Hot Shots. You could hear a lot of crazy old stuff and fun stuff and like music from old cartoons and old 78s and really weird novelty music. Then the 80s kicked in. And then he started playing stuff like Junk Food Junkie and another one, Rides the Bus. He started playing a lot of like, I know you have to stay like, you know, modern with the times. But man, when he got to be a shill for Weird Al, that's when the whole thing just kind of, I don't know. Barry Hanson, he actually started his career out working for Warner Brothers Records. And he there's these things that Warner Brothers Records did in the 1970s called Lost Leaders. And what Lost Leaders were is they would put out these two record sets, you know, and it was like really rare tracks. And actually, I think there might have been a Captain Beefheart tune on there because it was all real odd stuff. They wanted you to listen to new music. It was a pretty brilliant idea. They wanted, but rather than put out any kind of greatest hits kind of thing, they would put like in all these odd offbeat tunes by bands. So like, wow, you can only get this version of Alice Cooper's Elected on. I think it was called The Big Ball or something. But there were these two record sets, and they were $2.99. It was a double record set for $2.99. Barry Hanson, Dr. Demento, started his career out putting those together. So that's how he got into started in the music industry. And I don't know. I never thought. I mean, I always admired what he'd play early on. Never liked his voice very much. You know, it's a big phony baloney voice. Not like this. This is quality. This is a quality voice here. This is smooth. This is a smooth radio voice here. But, yeah. And then the squeakies and all the. My thing is about you. I just want to hammer all this cool music into your brain, throw a few little odd things your way, go at you from this side, go at you, and then before you know it, old Jed's a millionaire. And by the way, we played a bunch of Beans tunes. Do you know why you only put 239 beans in soup? Because if you put in one more, it'd be 240. Oh, I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I've been waiting 30 years to tell that joke. Finally, boom, there we go. That's a humdinger, Mo. But I got to tell you something else to kind of get you going. Hey, how about this? People, thousands of people. So this could be used in a tragedy club. Someone get there. Every year, thousands of people die from or hospitalized from diseases that could have been prevented by vaccination. Ain't that a dilly? In these rough economic times. Now, this is from 2011. When are we not going to have tough economic times? More families choose between health care and their critical needs. Ooh. It's a sad situation. So that is why, you know, this, and I'll tell you, I figured it out. Well, I kind of had a lot of help from, you know, listening and figuring things out. But, you know, we'll never have health care in this country, no matter how much they champion it. We'll never have free health care, no matter how much money it saves. And there's a couple reasons why. Because, number one, the Democratic Party are the corporatists, okay? There's not really any party for the people, really, when you think about it. Democrats are as close as you get, and I'll take that. I'm not going to be no dummy vote for Jill Stein or Ralph Nader or Ross Perot, any of these, because this country's been basically, so right now it's the battle between corporatists and oligarchs. And right now the oligarchs are, they got the upper hand as the Republican Party, oligarchs. So you got corporatists who they like order. You know, they like order. They like the ship going nice and smooth. You know, all their buddies get rich. They're everything. No. Everybody has sort of enough, but it's not true democracy. You know, corporatism probably came about like probably in the early 1800s when they figured out that, you know, you get people to vote. And there was a great quote somebody said, rich robber baron from the 1800s. They go, I don't mind people having the right to vote as long as I can decide who they can vote for. So I think that really sums it up nicely. It sums up nicely. You need a lot of money, to it's really crazy to be a politician. And I'm done giving money. I'm done because you're going to lose the money game. You think, oh, I'll just give all this candidate like $100. Well, you know what? Their evil opponent, they got a guy with an unlimited checkbook writing him a check for $1 million. And I don't even understand where all this money goes. Everybody's made their mind up. Everybody hates political commercials. You know, and everybody hates being tricked. And this is one of the bad tricks they got going on now. They're sending this trick out now saying, oh, you know, we gotta not retain all these judges in the courts. We gotta put term limits. All of a sudden, they're concerned about term limits. Never been concerned about term limits. And then they throw the P word at them. That's right, pedophile. They say, well, you know, a couple of these judges let a pedophile go. Since when do you guys worry about that? Look who's the head of all your... Look, every day I'm reading that, you know, there's the oligarch party. I won't even call it Democrat and Republican party anymore. Oligarch party and the corporatist party. And honestly, I mean, corporations are bad, but oligarchs are really bad. So it is the lesser of two evils, and that's what you get. That's what you get. You get Coke or Pepsi. Unfortunately, the Coke is okay. The Pepsi has ground up glass in it. So it's really not that hard to make a decent decision. So that's another reason why we won't get healthcare is because the corporatists like, you know, they like big corporation. Oligarchs like privatizing and owning. The third option would be where people have a say and we get free healthcare like the rest of the world. But we've already gone down that road. You can't unpoison the well. You can't stop gun control. You can't get gun control in this country. And luckily, they can try. They can't stop abortion. They can try, but it's not going to be. It's like trying to stop jealousy. Human beings are human beings, you know. And we're going to find a way to do stuff that we want to do. You know, it's interesting. And I believe it was the Netherlands. They legalized all drugs. All drugs. That is correct. They legalized them all. And they just kind of found out that, you know, there was a lot less robbery, you know, because people were like, they treated it like, see, it's really bad when you do drugs, you know, for recreational purposes. But it's okay when the government gives you drugs. You know, I know so many people on like antidepressants. How is an antidepressant any different than THC? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But all I know is that, you know, their idea of drugs is, you know, just because they can't get their paws, and then they can get their paws on it. Marijuana was illegal, and you could go to jail for that. Go to jail for marijuana. Now, Whitey's figured out how to make money. I got to stop this. I got to play more songs. I'm all double twisted up, but I'm feeling good. You know, it's nice to vent. A lot of people go protests, and that's good. Good on you, protest. This is mine. You know, this is my soapbox. This is my crazy yelling on the soapbox. This is how I get it all out. You know, a lot of people get it out by, you know, putting on, carrying flags and going out in the streets. I'm too much of a coward for that. I like hiding behind the radio and yelling at you and just kind of saying, I figured a few things out. I could be wrong. I could be right. But at least it's entertaining or somewhat entertaining. Yeah, once you get me started on healthcare, I get all double twisted up. Here's fried onions. Let's get back into onions. This is what we're doing, so stay healthy. All I got to say is, okay, we'll stop it right here, but I'm just saying the American health plan. We figured it out. Here's the American health plan. Stay healthy, and when you get sick, die quickly. There's the American health plan. Try and stay as healthy as you can and die quickly. But eat your vegetables and you'll live a long time. Fried onions, Lord Rockingham's. In your brain, RCT.
song. Man and device.
Man and device.
But everything nice.
Everything nice.
You better think twice. At least once more. Man and machine.
Man and machine.
Keep yourself clean.
Keep yourself clean.
Or be a has-been.
Man in device.
But everything nice.
Everything nice.
You better think twice.
Everybody,
who's everybody
about me about Hal? I told you something.